from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Tim Murray's the host of VSiN Primetime, airing from 5 until 8 each and every weeknight. Also, check out VSiN's College Football Betting Podcast. Episodes available each and every week on Twitter at @1TimMurray. Tim, I guess, do you now, is Brent going to sign your checks again? Musburger?
Yeah, some news. Yeah, and news coming out yesterday. The Musburger Media Group is our owner again. So, yeah, big day yesterday in the VSiN world.
Yeah, I even got a whatever press release from Michelle Musburger. I was like, okay, I don't know how I got on this list, but that's good. It's always nice to be back.
I'll let her know that I told Michelle, who, you know, is our CEO's wife and part of our company, that I do a hit here every week. So maybe that's how she got your email.
There we go. Maybe putting it out that way. All right. You got to tell me what you had cooking. When I get a text from you that says, hey, can you bet conference win total overs? And then I'm having to go and look, and then I'm like, well, I can't bet conference win total overs, but I can get you home regular season win totals.
Yeah, so this is pretty interesting. I didn't know this. So, you know, here in Vegas and the state of Nevada, we can't bet DraftKings. And it's not in our state. But we can, you know, access the odds via the internet. So I always search through it. I don't know what state I'm linked to. It's either Arizona or New Jersey. I think it might be New Jersey. And the reason I brought this up, and I'll try not to bore everyone of the gambling details, but I was doing some ACC deep diving for the podcast this week, and Duke was a team that kind of jumped on my radar. Duke loses their head coach, Mike Elko. He goes to Texas A&M. Handful of other pieces moved to different spots. Riley Leonard, their quarterback, goes to Notre Dame. Jordan Waters, their running back, goes to NC State. Their edge rushers split. Peebles goes to Virginia Tech. Oben goes to Notre Dame. So I'm looking at their schedule, and I look at their non-con, and it's pretty manageable. It's FCS Elon. It's at Northwestern. It's home to UConn and at Middle Tennessee State. And I'll just tell you that three of those four games, they're a double-digit favorite, and then the Northwestern game's a toss-up. The win total's 5.5, and it's -150 to the under. Then I looked at the conference win total, and it was 2.5 -120 to the under. And I started thinking to myself, well, if they go 3-1 in non-con play, they still would need to go 2-6 for that under to cash. So I'm just looking at it from a mathematical standpoint and believing that I don't think they'll lose one of those other three games, and they very well could beat Northwestern. And then when you look at their conference schedule, they play six of the eight best teams in the ACC this year. And that's the interesting thing, and I think we talked about it a little bit last week, where when you start doing your deep dive and your homework for college football this year with these massive conferences now, some teams are going to luck out and not play really anyone of note. And some teams are just going to have to play an absolute gauntlet. And for Duke, I looked at their non-conference schedule, and or their conference schedule, I should say, and the teams that are on it, where they have to play Miami, they have to play Florida State, they have to play SMU, they have to play NC State, Virginia Tech. They also have to play Georgia Tech and Wake Forest on the road, which are two teams probably in the same ballpark as them. I just think under 2.5 wins in the conference is a much better way to go than under 5.5 wins for the entire season. So that's why I texted you and was curious what states ultimately had that option, because I was surprised that not every state did have that offering out there.
I got to tell you, I mean, I know, I mean, that was Russell Crowe, Beautiful Mind stuff. I mean, I knew when I teed you up, I wouldn't be disappointed. And I got to
listen. I'm like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
I knew. I was like, he is cooking up something. And
I looked at it. I'm like, from a math standpoint, and you know, math's not always a strength. And sometimes I miss something. But I'm like, all right, so they could go 4-0 against that non-con schedule, and then you need them to go 1-7 in order to cash a full season. I just take the non-conference out of it. Get out of the way, and let's just focus on these eight games where, you know, I looked at different people's power ratings that I respect. Brad Powers is a noted college football handicapper out here in Las Vegas. I have his power ratings, and he has been underdog in every single conference game. Tyler Shoemaker, a guy that works at VEASAN, I believe he has him in an underdog in seven of the eight conference games. So, hey, man, we're just playing the percentages here, and when I can lay $1.20 to the under as opposed to $1.50 to the under, that's the route I'd prefer to go.
Well, they also have the, when you're one of those teams that making a bowl game is a good season,
yep,
they have the type of schedule you don't want, where the sure losses are home games. You want those toss-ups as the home games, because
100%.
They have Carolina, Florida State. I mean, like you said, you're likely to lose to Miami no matter what.
Yep,
NC State's a tough one, and then that toss-up. I hope you can find some action on this, and you get to.
I found a way.
Okay, I hope you get to Saturday, November the 30th.
And they have two wins at conference, and I'm sweating it out on a road game at Wake Forest.
The artist formerly known as BB&T Stadium, when I lived in Winston-Salem, it was BB&T Stadium. Shout out Putters across the street, one of the best steak sandwiches you'll ever have.
I stayed at the hotel across the street, too, once upon a time. I don't know what it was. It was not awesome.
Yeah, I think it's like a
one of those generic comfort Hamptons.
I was going to say, I think it's like a rundown Hamptons.
As you would imagine as a broadcaster of a single-A baseball team to stay at. Yes, I stayed right across the street from that football stadium.
That baseball stadium's not bad, though.
The baseball stadium's legit, yeah, man. Yeah, Winston-Salem Dash. Shouts to the Dash. My boy Brian Bush, who's now a big-time broadcaster up in Michigan. But, yeah, I just, you know, there's just so many different ways to go about betting, you know, different angles. I did something. I'm not going to bore the people with the details on this show, but I got really, really nerdy on my podcast like 6 weeks ago of how we could create our own win total on Notre Dame, which was basically find a book that has over 10.5, play that at plus money, and then at DraftKings play exactly 10 wins. And what you've done is you've created an over 9.5 market now, where if they hit 10, you win at 3-1, and if you go over 10.5, you hit that plus money, and you just got to divvy up the unit size.
I think you just made a hedge fund. I'm pretty sure, from my basic understanding of what hedge funds do, I think that's exactly what you just did there.
Because I was like doing the math in my head. I'm like, wait, I can create an over 9.5 minus $2 market on Notre Dame, where the percentages tell me they're going to win 10, 11, or 12 games like 78% of the time.
I am very proud of you. Okay, we also had ACC Media Days.
Still going on, baby. Come on now.
All right, still going on. Here's the thing that I'm noticing right now. I don't know if public infighting is a good thing, and I do understand to a certain degree Florida State started this, But when you're the conference commissioner and everyone's saying you're unstable and you're basically saying, no, we are stable if they would just stop talking, it doesn't exactly inspire confidence.
Yeah, this is going to end ugly.
Very poorly.
As they said, we're going to fight Florida State and Clemson for as long as it takes. I mean,
in court.
This is just going to be a nightmare. Like, you know, talk about like happy life, happy wife, happy life. This is the opposite of that. Like, no. I'm going to fight you until the end of the day. And I'm going to force you to stay here. So, yeah, this is not going to end well. It's going to end inevitably. The future of the ACC, whether it's in 5 years, 10 years, 3 years, who knows? But it ain't good. It ain't a strength right now. And so, yeah, we'll see how this all plays out. But, yeah, as we talked about last week, man, like the SEC and the Big Ten are just sitting back like,
cool. We're good.
Yeah, like, hey, we'll take you at a bargain rate. Well, just like we took Oregon and Washington at a bargain rate.
Like, that's actually my question. It's not if it breaks up. My question is not, like, if it breaks up, when it breaks up, because I don't really care when. It's going to happen inevitably. I am more curious about, will the remnants, and A, I mean, it's, I guess that's the other big question, is how many end up being part of the exodus? But is there going to be a universe where what remains, like, they, you know, you're probably not cutting a deal with ESPN. Like, I'm very curious if there's going to be
CW, baby, rising juggernaut in the television world.
I mean, Tom Brenneman is back.
He's back, baby.
He is.
I can't wait for him to call a Boston College game with Thomas Castellanos as their quarterback.
That was unreal. Also, that Castellanos
hit a home run
on Sunday. Like, that's the thing. It's one of those things where somebody put all the list of all the things that had happened on Twitter on the days that he hit home runs. And I'm like, I have no idea if, like, you could tell me, well, actually, there's somebody else, like, that's hit home runs on more significant days. But it's like, that's just unbelievable to me. It's like, if there's a major news story, like, yep, this guy's going to be raking at the plate.
Go play his anytime home run market out there. I was going to bring this up to you because we got a couple new TV stations in the game, man, come Saturdays. And I'm all for it. True TV is going to have doubleheaders of Mountain West football this fall, baby. So
wait, Mountain West got some of that sweet Turner cash?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. True TV, baby. I think you're going to get like 5 San Jose State games at some point this year on True TV. So, you know, don't just remember there for March Madness. If you're a true degenerate, you're going to be flipping on a little True TV at some point during the fall. But, yeah, we've got the CW, right? The CW has Oregon State, Washington State home games, like the 7th ACC game, and now the True TV. So
for a while, I had a little system play where whoever was playing on that CW game, they would get upset. And so I just started like that was
Jordan Travis broke his leg.
It was just like it was like
or, this, CW.
The CW game was like the house of horrors, and it worked for like six weeks.
I mean, I'll be honest, man. I'm trying to get myself on a couple of these broadcasts, so I'm not going to laugh too much. But, like, this is your True TV lineup. Sacramento State at San Jose State. Texas A&M Commerce at San Diego State. Idaho, Wyoming. Georgia Southern, Nevada. Kennesaw State, San Jose State. I mean, you're gonna be full degen in order to be watching these games. But, hey, man.
Did they
get them on network television?
I feel like I totally missed that. When did they take like a secondary package? Like, are the good games still going to be on FS1?
Yeah, I think this is like the fourth option of the Mountain West.
I did not know there was a fourth package.
Yeah, there is. Because they're on FS1. They do a lot of Friday games. The Mountain West does. They got some CBS Network game. Yeah, they got CBS Sports Network and FS1 are the majority of their games, I believe. But I guess instead of like, they used to have something called the Mountain West Network.
Oh, yeah.
My guess is, I don't know this for sure, is that this is what they're getting instead of
Yeah, the Mountain West Network, I think, was all online. I think it was all streaming.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. So,
because I saw, I was reading, I can't remember if it was Puck or one of like the newsletters that I get was talking about, because it's like a, it's a newsletter written by people that don't understand sports, but they have John Orand, who does understand sports and sports broadcasting.
Shouts to the DMV, my man, John Orand.
He's an Orioles guy, though, right? I thought you were Nats.
Well, he's from the D.C. area. There's a split there because Nats didn't exist until 2005.
So they were like saying, well, TNT, if they may just take the money from the NBA and go quietly and focus on their college football package. I was like, it's like six games. It's like, what? Like, is just when you see, like, when you see people that like know Hollywood entertainment, but they don't understand like how sports works, it's just funny to like read that. It's like, guys, that's not really that's something that they're laboring over.
So what's the latest here? They came out with a statement yesterday. So they're going after the C package,
the Amazon package.
Amazon? Okay.
So the latest is they being Warner Brothers Discovery Turner are exercising their matching rights. The NBA believes that they don't have the rights to this because it's largely digital. And so what TNT is saying is, well, we got Max, so that's we'll do that. But basically, it sounded like Zaslav was doing this, I think, to basically get paid to go away. Like, they're going to get some type of payment from the NBA. Because in the end, like, what's the simplest answer? The simplest answer is the NBA wants to be in business with Amazon. And I just feel like they're going to figure out a way to get there.
So the A package is ESPN.
And ABC.
And the NBA Finals will always be on ABC. And then the B package is going to be NBC.
And the Cock.
And Peacock.
Mm-hmm. And then the C package, which includes like
a Wednesday game or
something. The Kia NBA Cup. Or I think they came up
Emirates.
With the Emirates. Sorry. Emirates Airlines. Yeah. NBA. NBA has no problem taking some of that sweet, sweet UAB money.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this, man. It was interesting, you know, because I mean, geography, math and geography, I think I'm decent at. And I would think the best way to get to Paris would be to fly from Vegas over the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
And somehow they went the other way and stopped in Abu Dhabi. That was interesting. I wouldn't think of that as the fastest way to get to Paris. But apparently the United States Basketball Association did feel like, you know, that was a good shortcut to go that way and Abu Dhabi.
That's one of those ones where it's like, I just want to know how much did they get paid?
So much money. Like, so much money.
Well, it's also funny, like the
like Windhorst even mentioned on his podcast. I don't know if it was him or if it was Bontemps or whoever.
Wendy's McMahon. Over there.
Yeah, one of them was just like, no, McMahon was like, well, you got to go that way to pick up the bag.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. It is funny how hypocritical we are about like which Middle Eastern regime we do and don't care about our sports teams getting involved with. Like, we're totally fine, it seems like, in, you know, the NBA's been willing to take some shady investments before, and it's like, we don't care. Golf wants to do it. Oh my God, it's the end of the world.
Golf one just affected us because we wouldn't care, and we've never cared that they went there to play in a tournament, right? But
yeah.
What we did care about is, hey, you're taking them away from the PGA Tour. We like watching the PGA Tour. If they started to create a different league, we would care.
Yeah.
Like if Steph Curry went to a different league to play basketball, we'd be like, what the hell, man? You can't take this dirty money.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Like, and also the PGA Tour made it a big deal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.